Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. Full disclosure, I'm an atheist. I grew up a Catholic, went to Catholic school, even studied to be a priest for a year. And I went to Providence College, which is a Catholic college run by Dominican monks. And my mother was an extremely devout Catholic, so my road to atheism was neither casual nor easy. But even though I grew up steeped in Catholicism, I never heard the phrase, a personal relationship with God, which seems to be a commonly used phrase these days. We saw God as distant, kind of intimidating figure. We worshiped him. We were taught that we should love him, but we would never presume to be his friend. Evidently, nowadays, the people who are selling God have decided that a warmer, friendlier image is more marketable than the cold, remote, and often angry God that I was brought up with. Of course, since God does not manifest himself these days, like in the Old Testament, he can be whatever you want him to be, and your relationship to him can be whatever you want it to be, since it exists entirely in your head. But if you believe the stories in the Old Testament, God did manifest a lot. He appeared in various forms, spoke to people, often telling them to do things that maybe they really didn't want to do. And he spent a lot of time punishing people, sending down plagues, covering people with boils, killing their loved ones, and engaging in the occasional mass murder. There's Sodom and Gomorrah, for example, where he wipes out two cities because he was unhappy about the way they were partying. And then he turned Lot's wife into a pillar of salt, and he liked Lot. And if you believe the story of Noah, he drowned everybody in the world, except for Noah and his family, because he was pissed. Now that's a temper tantrum of epic proportions. And his chosen people, the Jews, didn't fare so well either. God was constantly punishing them with plagues, crop failures, and arranging to have them conquered by the people who lived near them so they would spend years as slaves. And even after he delivered them from slavery in Egypt, he led them around the desert for 40 years before they finally got to Israel. If you take a look at the map, they're right next to each other. It's like a three-day trip. So I guess you can imagine you have any relationship with God that you want. But the record shows from Adam and Eve to Jonah to Job to Lot to Noah to the Jews, his chosen people, and even his own son Jesus, that if God does take a personal interest in you, he usually makes your life miserable.